350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translate and cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year here makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Impeachment hearings resuming this morning in the House Judiciary Committee. Fox's Jared Halpern likening it to opening arguments.
The House Intelligence Committee will present findings from that panel's impeachment inquiry report, detailing witness testimony and other documents largely centered on security assistance for Ukraine put on hold over the summer. Staff attorneys are expected to make that case, one for the Democratic majority, one for the Republican minority.
And a man whose voice was known to millions has died.
For nearly 50 years, he was the voice of Big Bird.
Surprise!
And Oscar the Grouch.
I love trash.
Legendary puppeteer Carol Spinney died Sunday at his home in Connecticut. He was 85.
That's Fox's Jane Metzler. America is listening to Fox News.
Rip-off time is here. You should really fear. I'm looking for what houses don't have any camera gear. Package near the door. Who could it be for? Now it's for me. I can't wait to see. I wonder what's in store. Maybe it's a drone or a new iPhone. So many things Amazon brings. I'm gonna take them home. Rip-off time is here. Your house is all clear. I might begin to just break in. Oh no, their dog is here.
A little bit later this hour, you'll find out about the porch paralyzer. That's something that'll work to keep those. That's just so brazen to me, you know? It just. It's not like they're trying to break it. That's still breaking. In even if they just snatch it from the porch.
Yeah. How about the, what was the, last Friday you were talking about the UPS guy who dropped the package down first and then would haul it off and take it and the, steal it?
We had somebody last week, I don't know if it was Friday, who had been ripped off several times and finally started putting out boxes filled with diapers that were filled.
Yeah.
Filled, yeah. Free refills too. Now, that's one way to fight back. Right. 806.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Lots of low clouds out there on this Monday morning. There's even been some drizzle at times, but we're fairly mild. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we're 66 right now, headed for the mid-70s today in December. December. That's not bad. And your rain chances during the daytime hours today, relatively small. You know, 20% chance of an isolated shower, maybe 30% in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 64. Now, tomorrow is the more active day, especially by lunchtime and then afterwards. That's when the front arrives, and the first front has a line of showers and thunderstorms out ahead of it. And then rain back behind it, and temperatures warm up to the low 70s by lunchtime and then fall off after that. And the rain continues tomorrow night and probably Wednesday morning. Wednesday's high, whoa, what a difference. Instead of 70s, how about like 54 for a high, and then into the 30s on Wednesday night. So a big change is on the way, and more rain Friday. Right now this morning, cloudy skies at 66 at 8:06.
I received a happy note today from a listener who went to Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, on Friday night. So they called Tip at Jack Ingram. And I say with confidence, you got just as good a deal as I did because I upgraded. They found me. I love my 2017. If for some reason there was no way to do another car, would have driven it forever and been totally happy. But one of the things that makes Tip Tames so great and that team at Jack Ingram was finding me a rogue with significant little upgrades, like all these, you know, the blind spot
360 camera,
the 360 camera, so you get it actually gives you what appears to be an overhead view of your car, so you can see everything on either side. And of course, warning systems galore, including if you don't have your turn signal on and you're going lane to lane and your car starts getting too close to the divider line, little, you know, it'll give you a heads up. I mean, just all these safety features are worth it. But man, only had 12,000 miles on it, and most importantly to me, I was able to keep my payment about the same, maybe $8 a month more for all these extra features. So I was thrilled. I decided to get a black one with a black interior because, well, that's what he had, and it also will hide the stains better. And Kathy says she was very, very happy. So get the good experience. Get the great deal at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Browse the website. You can shop by brand in your price range. Whatever it is you want to look for, they've got it. And multiple, I mean dozens of photos on every vehicle at Jack Ingram. com. At 8:09, let's see how everybody else's car is doing at this hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a busy morning going on. I-65 southbound is very heavy in traffic right now. A slowdown at 143 and at the Northern Boulevard. The I-65-85 interchange is merging nicely. However, we have an accident. I-85 southbound just past Taylor Road before Bell. That is backing traffic up to Taylor Road and beyond. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Heavy traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway is very busy, as well as 31 out of Prattville, and we have an accident on South Union Street. If you're exiting I-85 onto South Union, it's right near High Street in the State Motor Pool. Watch out for emergency vehicles there this morning. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, that's probably another holiday package. I used to hurry to the doors so they wouldn't be stolen by porch pirates, but not anymore. Because now I have the new Porch Paralyzer. Developed by a high-tech secret lab at Guantanamo Bay, the Porch Paralyzer runs off your household current and attaches easily to a bank of stealth motion sensing cameras. So when someone steps onto your porch to swipe that Amazon box, instead of making off with the booty, that pirate's booty is zapped with 20,000 volts, leaving your deliveries untouched. Sometimes I leave a dummy box on the porch just for fun. Get the new porch paralyzer today. Just remember to disable it when your mother-in-law comes over for Christmas. Or not.
Or not.
Would you like to know how many, what percentage of Americans have fallen for an online scam like the Nigerian Prince or any one of those other silly things? Stay tuned, because we're going to give you the answer to that question in Stupid News, which is coming up. It's 8 11.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say two men were killed in a car accident Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 1600 block of Bell Street. The driver and passenger both died at the scene. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a 39-year-old man was found dead Sunday morning. Police say Paul Graham was found dead in a car in the 3500 block of Faro Court. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The Attorney General's office confirms the state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. The injunction prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th, while Thompson hears a lawsuit challenging the ban as unconstitutional. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. All-Weather Shorts Guy.
Mr. All-Weather Shorts Guy.
You live every day like it's the 4th of July, even in nasty inclement weather, because your professional motto is ABC, always be casual.
From business meetings to barbecue.
Let the world see those fuzzy little tree trunks.
Even while wearing a winter coat, yeah.
Because it's not even about the temperature. It's about sticking it to the man in pants. Oh, oppressor of calves and quads, you're a martyr of legdom. You're Mr. All-Weather Shorts Guy, a real American hero.
Mr. All-Weather Shorts Guy.
I hope all that hair keeps them warm.
These guys are all-weather shorts types. When they're delivering packages to your home to be stolen by people with bad intentions. The UPS guy.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess. You don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
At 8:16, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Goodell. I'm about to post this story on Facebook. Oh, before I forget.
Yeah.
The guy with the, you know, the all shorts who wears shorts no matter what time of the year.
Right. The UPS guys are always in shorts.
That reminds me of something I saw over the weekend. I don't know if it's real or not, but it was certainly funny. It's the Joe Biden chia leg.
I saw that
speech he made.
Well, and by the way, you had a quote up a little while ago. He puts his pants on one arm at a time.
That's from the Babylon Bee, though.
That's good, too.
But would you be surprised if he said that? He's coming up with all kinds of... I think they're all a little bit nervous about that thing coming out today. I'm going to post this story so you can see that I'm not making this up. A piece of art that sold for $120,000 at a Florida gallery is drawing attention because it's just a banana duct taped to a wall.
You mean I could have had $120,000 if I would have came up with that idea first?
Or if you had $120,000 that you needed to waste. The comedian, a piece by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan
from Nicaragua.
Nicaragua sold for $120,000 at Art Basel. They have a lot of these pretentious art joints down there now in South Florida. It consists of a banana duct taped to a wall. Founder Manuel Perretin said it's meant to make the viewer consider how objects move through the world.
Yeah.
Whether affixed to the wall of an art fair booth or displayed on the cover of the New York Post, his work forces us to question how value is placed on material goods.
Yeah, I got that from that. Yeah.
Well, there's an update to this story that broke over the weekend. Saturday afternoon, performance artist David Daytona shocked attendees by taking Catalan's banana artwork off the wall and eating it. Labeling the act as an art performance called Hungry Artist, Daytona walked up to the work, removed the duct tape, and proceeded to eat the fruit in a video posted to the artist's Instagram page. It turns out that even by literally eating the artwork, his actions did nothing to change its value. He did not destroy the artwork. Gallery spokesman Lucien... How many pretentious names in one story? Lucien Tadeth said, noting that the banana was always meant to be replaced when necessary. The work came with a certificate of authenticity, which was what collectors call we're really purchasing. So why don't we just... I can get bananas at 46 cents a pound at food outlet. And we'll duct tape them to the lobby.
It's got to be worth some money here, huh?
Yeah. Just bring your $120,000 to Blue Water
Small bills.
And, yeah. Rich, Greg, and Jay. Well, we'll split this, okay? That's
works
40
for
grand
me.
A piece. Unbelievable.
That meatloaf could have been a work of art this morning.
Well, thank
the way the egg was dripping off.
It was so good. I called it.
What did you call it? I'm glad I ate it first before hearing whatever it is you're about to call
tell
it.
Tell me later if you can't tell me now. you're shaking your head like shit.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Because the eggs were not overcooked and the yolks. I'm having trouble. I need a thing that will flip the eggs for over easy. This rubber spatula that I'm using.
Oh, okay. So you need you need a better spatula?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I could go here.
Spatula City!
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just one penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City.
Cy Greenbloom.
I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
It's a simple kitchen thing that I realized that the other day I don't have. A whisk.
Really? I used mine yesterday.
For eggs? For scrambling eggs?
You need to go to Whisk World.
Whisk World.
Yeah. Nothing but whisks.
In the old Circuit City location, right?
Yeah, right.
What was I whisking? Why, with whisking money every time I invested. What was I whisking?
you're a whisk taker.
Oh, man. That's good, too. I like that. I see what you did there.
Where can I find a whisk?
What did I use it for?
Where can I find one? Anywhere? Like?
Anywhere, yeah. You should be able to get those. Food outlet has them.
Okay.
They're not real fancy, but you don't need a fancy whisk.
No, you don't need a fancy whisk, you know? My mom and dad grew up without fancy whisks.
But now it's going to drive me crazy until I remember what it was I used it for yesterday.
For the whisk? Were you making a batter?
Oh.
A batter?
I made mashed taters. Miss Rutenberger worked so hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that meatloaf.
Oh.
Mashed taters and fresh green peas ready for her.
Now, is mashed potatoes keto or no?
No, but I didn't do the mashed potatoes.
Oh, I got you.
I did those for my hardworking wife.
I hear you. Okay.
By the way, 2/3 of us have fallen for an online scam. So if you have, you're not alone. 54% of us have had our social media hack. Half have been the victim of a data breach. 1 in 7 people still don't feel confident they could spot a scam.
I'm pretty skeptical about just about anything now.
You have to be. There are 5 red flags that are kind of common. Everybody should know. 1, asking you to send money through a wire transfer or money order. Forget it. Yeah, have you ever had that thing? This was popular for a while. They find out the name of a friend,
mm-hmm.
or they get a friend's email, and then they send it to you. I'm stuck in Europe.
Yeah.
Can you wire me?
Or somebody on Messenger you haven't talked to in 30 years.
Right.
Says, hey, have you heard about this? You should check this out. I just won $100,000. No.
Promising a large amount of money if you send a smaller amount first. A call or email that claims your social security number was compromised. I get that on my phone almost every day. Somebody who claims they're from the government and that you'll go to jail if you don't pay them. I've had that one too.
Right.
And a company with a name that's similar to a well-known company. So, man, they're trying to... Somebody's always out trying to take your stuff. Let's say hello to Clint Jr.
Hey, hi.
Hey, I had a cop talking about couldn't flip an over easy egg.
Right?
Yeah.
I cooked mine in oil, and enough oil where I can flip the hot oil on top of the egg, and it cooks the top. I don't have to flip it.
Oh, that's a different idea.
Interesting idea. I appreciate that heads up. I'm going to try that.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
It's timing is everything on flipping the egg, right?
Yeah. It pretty much is.
Yeah.
Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Listen, a simple trick for a whisk.
All right.
You always lose or something goes wrong with the thing that spins the whisk.
Okay.
Keep the whisk and always have, it's stupid, but it works. I always keep one of those cheap drills around.
Mm-hmm.
Stick the whisk inside the drill. Mixes it up perfectly.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're putting it in the drill.
Yeah, you can open and close the thing on it.
With it.
Wow,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
But there you go for stupid tricks.
This is like the Irma Bombeck show.
This is it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Now, it wasn't Irma Bombeck. It was, who was the one that did the advice?
Oh,
we'll try and remember that while we're getting traffic.
Okay.
This
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Looking at the roads, I-65 southbound is moving nicely into Montgomery right now. Not as much traffic as usual this morning there. 85-65 at the interchange merging nicely. We still have that accident I-85 southbound between Taylor and Bell. It's backing up traffic towards Taylor. Use caution to get by there. Hopefully they're going to get that out of the way quickly. Wetumpka Highway, light to moderate traffic there, mostly light. Atlanta Highway looking good, as well as Highway 31 out of Prattville. We still have that accident 500 South Union. That's going to be right near High Street near the State Motor Pool. Use caution through there and watch out for emergency vehicles. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All hail me, apparently. All hail the Seafood Bistro,
yes,
by the way. They are located right over here by the radio station at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500, but they don't open up until 11 a.m. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day, of course. The real place you need to go is their website. Especially right now, if you want to plan your lunch out or anything like that, you can go to their website. Have a look at the entire menu, theseafoodbistro.com. You need to make sure the word "the" is in there, theseafoodbistro.com. You can put your order in online, and they'll have it ready for when you get there to pick it up. Or you can use one of the delivery apps that's on your phone. I think they're on pretty much all of them. And you can have the food delivered right to your door, be it at your home or at your office, whatever the case may be. You can have the Seafood Bistro delivered to you. Like I said, go online to see the entire menu. There's pictures of all the food. So good luck in your decision making. I don't know how you will be able to decide. There is so much delicious food at the Seafood Bistro. Go to theseafoodbistro.com and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as the Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars. Mr. Bojangles.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Cheek to cheek, wiggle the string, play hide and
sneaking through.
See you so-and-so.
See the plumber.
I'm sure.
What a bummer.
Get dialed for.
Call a number.
The telephone.
Hire someone else.
Lungeon, do a kick and shake your buns and fix those wedgies, everyone. Double dip and somersault and shovel back and twist and fall and fix those wedgies, fix those wedgies. Let's go, people, fix those wedgies. Cracks are flying, just keep prying and pull.
Trucker change a tire,
or a cable worker fix a wire.
Let him know his bottom line is looking asinine. You don't admire it.
So everybody, please just say no to crack. Give all those crackbacks a sack. If you see a plumber show a breach,
or a chubby hubby on a beach,
sleep right up behind his back and strike a match and drop the burning sulfur right between his cheeks, because it sure is tax and death.
The Nutcracker Suite on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB, where we give ourselves a little time to be silly every once in a while. You see this video? This guy, he was wearing reindeer slippers, and he stole a lady's wheelchair off a tram in Phoenix.
In slippers. So yeah, he's got some issues.
They're definitely good. I mean, actually, the lady was holding onto a railing because she didn't want to lose her wheelchair.
Right.
She fell off. He went outside the tram with the wheelchair, and the Good Samaritans came piling out after him. He abandoned the wheelchair and took off running, but the cops got him.
I understand he was arrested with his slippers on.
Probably. No word on whether or not he had a red nose, although it sounds like he might have, given the kind of activity. This is something I sent over to CBS 8 for consideration for one of our morning chats, but it's something that I want to talk about here for a moment because I believe it to be true. There's been a study. I thought I had a study intro because there's always these big funded programs that, let's see what this is.
That may be the stupidest idea you've ever had. And you've had some pretty stupid ones.
Well, I know that. I make a living telling about them on the radio. They have determined there are three ages where your body gets older. Researchers found three stages in life where our bodies make a big shift to their next stage. What do you think the first age is?
I have no idea because I'm not sure where this is going.
It's serious. 34.
Why 34?
There's a point in your 30s where you realize your body doesn't handle things like jumping, running, sleeping, digesting, burning off unhealthy foods, and recovering from hangovers like you used to. And that was absolutely true for me. And I also think the best picture that was ever taken of me, ever, it's the moment in my life that I can point to and say, that was the best I ever looked, ever. That moment when that picture was taken. Just thought I was 34.
34 years old.
Yes. 60 is the next one. I agree with that.
Now, so what's the deal with 60? What are they saying?
This is when things like, joint pain, stuff we get fixed at infusion, you know. the metabolism shuts down, basically.
It starts going to your waist.
Yeah. I mean, I was...
It's easy.
I was in... If you look at pictures of me my first 4 or 5 years here, mm-hmm. it's like, wow. And then you turn that corner and forget it.
I understand. You got to work harder.
Researchers have also tied those aging jumps to the protein levels in the blood. So their next mission is figuring out if there's a way to use that knowledge to counteract and slow the aging process. 78, we hope to get there.
What about 70? What are they saying about 78, though?
I think that's when you turn the final corner
towards
oblivion. And you just got to be happy with whatever still works. But I absolutely, I noticed actually, because I was such a goofy party animal, well before I got to be 34, there was a day when I realized I could not stay out till 3 in the morning partying and go do a radio show.
And you couldn't recover as quickly as you used to be able to recover.
No, and I kept waiting for that day to come back. Yeah. And guess what? Once you pass that threshold, never comes back.
It's done. It's sad. Let's turn to page.
Page 2. We do ever.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Make sure you whistle through your teeth.
You're welcome.
I love you. The story about you running into him in the hall at WLS.
Every day.
Because he had his little booth.
Yeah, on the ABC Radio Network. That's how I met Howard Cosell.
Right.
Because the ABC Radio Network studio was right next to our FM studio.
Howard did it from Chicago and not New York?
If he was in town for an event like the college all-star football game. Many of you probably don't remember this, but for about 30 years... College All-Stars, the first game of the football season, was College All-Stars versus the reigning NFL champ.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
And ABC telecast that. That's how my very first studio celebrity was Howard Cosell, and I was shaking like a leaf. Because, you could see he wore a toupee because he still had glue marks on his head. And he had the gin blossoms in his nose. I mean, his nose was a sight. But all that makeup, you know.
Howard Cosell, speaking of sports.
Speaking of sports. He was, I'll tell you what, when we had him in the studio, he was the same as he is on TV. That was kind
of
cool.
Well, that was, the anniversary of his announcing Lennon's was...
That was 80.
The 8th, yesterday.
It was yesterday, yeah.
Right.
But I was a guest earlier than that.
Okay.
But a number of years. We don't need to give any dates.
But what a crew that was on Monday Night Football. If it's more than a football game, you know, with Dandy Don and
Cosell.
Cosell and
who was
the third one? No, not Keith. Keith may have done it.
It was
somewhere
three. Around. I have no idea.
Yeah,
it was one of those.
Maybe 3 years old.
That was CBS.
That's CBS. Yeah, but they were a crew. It was personality kind of football. And who was the guy the head guy at ABC Sports?
Rude Arledge.
Yeah,
brilliant man.
Up close and personal was his line, as far as the coverage, the way coverage was handled.
Would you go on to Google and see who the original Monday Night Football booth was? I'm going to talk about Louis Lahn for a moment.
For that night?
The original?
Any night.
Original Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they stayed together for a long time.
Okay.
First Monday night game. That was weird when football had Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
In 1970. Wow.
The numbers were incredible.
Yeah.
It was Keith Jackson, Howard Cosell, Don Meredith.
So I was right, Keith Jackson.
It was Keith.
Very first Monday Night Football game for ABC. It featured Joe Namath.
Against the Browns, right?
Yep, against the Cleveland Browns. You're exactly right.
How come I can remember that?
I know. Yeah. But I'll press the wrong button on this computer.
But I can't find my whisk when I need it. All right, Louis Lawn's at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. You know, there are some gift ideas in there. If you listen carefully, maybe you've got somebody who just got their first home. Things like a steel blower, a nice Toro lawnmower, those are great gifts. And boy, do they last. I'm a Toro guy all the way. I still have it since its 11th year, my first individual mower. No special features, just does a great job cutting the grass. It's not hard to push. Then, when we got a little bit bigger lawn, I got the Toro Self-Propel. That's in its fourth great year of service. And all they've needed is a tune-up. And you know what? Louis Lawn can do that for you. They can also sharpen the blade for you if that's all you need done. It helps you maintain a nice, even cut. Because even though grass doesn't seem all that strong, at the revolutions per minute those blades spin and hitting the grass, it does wear off the sharp edge. So it's a good idea to get that cut, or rather sharpened, at least once during the mowing season and then after it's over, before you tuck your mower away for the long winter's nap. Lewis Lawn this year has expanded with new showroom space. They now carry the tractor-style mowers there, along with Toro, Echo, Exmark, every great brand name, all the Steel products, all the Shindawa products. And the guy that tracks all the manufacturer's specials, incentives, and rebates, his name is Chad Sasser. He's there now. Lewis Lawn open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 244-9191. And again, their address is 1135 Northeastern Bypass.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We're very mild out there this morning. In fact, a jacket not even needed this morning, with 66 already, headed for a high in the mid-70s. That's amazing in December, and what a great weekend we had. Today will be warm, but the rain chances are not zero. They're small. Maybe an isolated shower, perhaps. 20% chance daytime, 30% chance overnight tonight. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow will be a more active day. The first of two fronts arrives at lunchtime around there with a band of showers and thunderstorms ahead of it. A little narrow band of showers on the front itself. And we'll get up to the low 70s by around noon. Then the temperatures start to drop off and rain continues in the forecast. Tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, it turns colder as the rain ends on Wednesday morning. So today's high in the 70s, but only the 50s by the time we get to Wednesday. Big change. And 30s on Wednesday night. So that'll be the height of the week's active weather, but then more rain Friday. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, 66, 842. The holidays are a busy time. They're complicated. They're hectic. You don't need further complications like a plumbing problem, whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. It's good to know that Plumbing by Lukewire can help you out, and they're available 7 days a week, even on the weekends, even on a holiday, even in the middle of the night. And by the way, they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So that's why it is now a no-brainer. Used to be a problem. Well, who am I going to call this time for plumbing? It was a process of elimination, really. 264-9666 is their phone number. Plumbing by Lukewire. They're also available on the web. You can find them at acbylukewire.com and just click on the plumbing tab. And tell them I tell you to call. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. Back to the traffic bill.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. One more look at the roads for you this morning. All around the city, we are looking fairly good on the boulevard. We have some congestion at spots, like the Eastern Boulevard near Atlanta Highway and I-85 Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. That accident on I-85 southbound has been taken care of, and things are a smooth move on 85 all the way into downtown. However, if you're exiting on South Union Street, be advised, we did have an accident earlier around the 500 block. That's going to be near High Street and the State Motor Pool. It should be out of the way, but use caution there. Other than that, we are looking really good right now. Enjoy your Monday. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a 39-year-old man was found dead Sunday morning. Police say Paul Graham was found shot in a car in the 3500 block of Faro Court. No arrests have been made. Montgomery police say two men were killed in a car accident Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 1600 block of Bell Street. The driver and passenger both died at the scene. And Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The Attorney General's office confirms the state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. The injunction prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th, while Thompson hears a lawsuit challenging the ban as unconstitutional. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I suck at this job.
To self, I have a speaking engagement at Kiwanis today, and
oh, that's right.
Where is the location?
I know where it is. Are you doing the Montgomery one with the Larry Stevens group?
I don't know. There's three of them.
Yeah, there is. If that's the one, that's in the RSA center there, right there on Dexter. It's in front of the. It's like not in that big building. It's the RSA. You know, they have several buildings. What is it? The RSA Activity Center, I think it's called. It's on Dexter. It's at noon. They have a great meal. They have an incredible meal.
I'll go home and change and leave at 10:30. That gives me an hour and a half to get lost and find it.
Yeah.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Guéret.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, like forgetting where you're speaking to. Ranks right up there, doesn't it? Morning Maroon nominees, speaking of Delk and Tomlinson.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Not here, but we got a lady who found out her husband was cheating because she noticed unusual activity on his Fitbit. But that's not the Morning Maroon.
Oh.
Nominee number one, 38-year-old Crystal Graham of guess what state?
Probably Florida.
Duh.
Floridia.
She and her boyfriend got in an argument, not that that's unusual, but she decided to end it by taking apart their artificial Christmas tree and throwing it in three sections at him. He wound up with scratches and cuts. You could put your eye on one of those.
It's festive.
Yeah, she has been arrested for domestic battery. They have a woman in New York named Skylar Williams from Wyandotte, Long Island, who went to a TGI Fridays and ordered their all-you-can-eat appetizers. She tried to get a bunch of the appetizers to take home in a doggy bag, but most restaurants don't let you do that.
No, they won't. No, you can't.
So she went behind the bar to grab her own to-go container, then swung a bottle of liquor at an employee who tried to stop her. She then tried to walk out with the appetizers and that bottle of liquor and pulled a knife on an employee who tried to stop her. So
not
she's
very
facing robbery, menacing, criminal possession of a weapon. Oh, and had oxycodone on her.
Not very appetizing.
No. And then finally, a woman in Kennewick, Washington, arrested on Friday after she got her RV stuck in a Taco Bell drive-thru. Police took her into custody on suspicion of driving under the influence. We're talking about a full-size RV in a Taco Bell drive-thru.
That's a funny concept. I mean, to think of what that looked like.
Yeah.
Well, if she was under the influence, I can easily see why she was at a Taco Bell.
She's not only going to face DUI charges, but damage has not been been able to estimate what she did to the drive-through, the sign that goes yeah. overhead.
Well, you've got the artificial tree assault. You've got the Taco Bell RV drunk. But I don't know, the TGI appetizer
that
person.
Just, yeah, that is dumb.
Yeah, I think that person deserves our award.
It conjures up the mental image, too.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
852 Montgomery, I would love to have the chance to correct your vision. Our buddy Cooter had a cataract procedure done by Dr. Shin this past Friday, and he said it was a miracle. Just a miracle. And his vision is, like, so incredibly improved. He's a big believer. But experience matters when it comes to these kinds of things, and there's more there than anywhere else. There's nobody even close to what they bring to the table. If you're interested in LASIK, what's a better gift to give yourself this Christmas than a LASIK procedure that restores your eyesight to its HD 2020 best? Step one, though, is to talk to the refractive surgery counselor and take that very brief test so they can figure out whether or not LASIK will work for you. 271-3804. Otherwise, you can learn more about this incredible practice with 75 years of heritage here in the River Region at OnlineMEP.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. One more look at the roads for you this morning. All around the city, we are looking fairly good on the boulevard. We have some congestion at spots like the Eastern Boulevard near Atlanta Highway and I-85 Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. That accident on I-85 southbound has been taken care of, and things are a smooth move on 85 all the way into downtown. However, if you're exiting on South Union Street, be advised, we did have an accident earlier around the 500 block. That's going to be near High Street and the State Motor Pool. It should be out of the way, but use caution there. Other than that, we are looking really good right now. Enjoy your Monday. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We celebrate Christmas in our family.
Keep heading north until I find Santa.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts, we will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
Homemade presents are how cool families demonstrate how awesome they are.
I had just gotten a bike for Christmas.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with eight beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalks so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
What kind of a world is it when judges face misconduct charge? Cover Joey's ears. He's too young to hear this. 38-year-old judge named Don Gentry. You go through all that schooling, all that education, become an elected Republican judge, I'm embarrassed to admit. Now facing nine misconduct charges